Hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of Well, You're Wrong. That's how I'm going to do it every time.
Now. Every time we're going to do it like that, huh? I like it. It's good. It caught me off guard a little bit. I don't know if you can tell my face. I can see your face. What the fuck are you doing?
Well, this is the... you know, I'm going to
I'm down.
I could do this a different accent every time. Anyway, this is Well, You're Wrong, the podcast that is a lighthearted, unprovable argument with almost no references to ice cream. As always, I'm your host, Josh James.
I'm your co-host, Jeff Briefert.
This week we have Skydance Brewing Indian Time. It's an amber ale beer of the week. God,
you got the words are wording.
That yeah, man. I drank it all already, so maybe that's what it is.
That's what it is.
That one did me in. It is. It's 5.9. Look at that. That's
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
We
I have to walk you home.
We pick our weekly favorite, which is cake. It's all things birthdays. Yeah, birthdays. It's a birthday episode. Very special birthday episode. It's right in between our two birthdays, yeah. man. That's cute.
It is. Meant to be.
Exactly. We talk about birthday songs. Why middle-aged men's birthdays don't matter.
Right.
Whether we want gifts or money, which one's more important?
Yeah.
Probably money. And why kids' birthdays are way out of hand.
Yeah.
We also do a top five birthday plan for us in middle school.
Yes.
Which was very different times.
That is true. It was. We did go off the rails a little bit there, but we, you know.
I went on some tangents like yeah, I do.
Well, we both did.
If you guys know either one of us, you know that's what we do. Yeah,
it's how we roll.
We do. That's
how we limp.
That's our new. I do a lot of rolling.
Yeah.
That should be the name of the show, really. Instead of Well, You're Wrong, it should be Tangents with Josh and Jeff.
Not too bad.
Actually, let's keep that. That might be might be a bonus thing we could do. Yeah, stay tuned for that. Is. Stay tuned for that, you guys.
I think that's actually a really good one.
It is. All right. Well, stay tuned for some of these tangents. You guys are going to love them.
But yeah, this episode, I think it was good, and I can't wait for them to get to listen to it.
Well, let's get into it. Let's not keep them waiting anymore.
Listening to us some more.
Oh, was it? Are we recording?
Yeah,
we are live.
We're live. Well, we're not live, but we're live.
Yeah, we're live right now.
Yeah.
How you been, buddy?
Pretty good. How you been?
I've been all right. Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
I'm telling you.
You know when you say that.
Yeah, absolutely. Things are great. Keywords.
Let's get right into the beer of the week. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah. It's really good.
I like it. Yeah. It is Skydance Brewing. It's called Indian Time. I don't really know what that means, but look it up. I don't think it's any sort of like actual thing. I think it's more of a vibe from what I get.
Okay.
It's an amber ale. It's a native-owned brewery out of Oklahoma. 5.9% alcohol by volume. It's really good.
Yeah,
I really love this.
It has a, it does have hoppiness to it, but it's only on the front end of it.
Yeah.
It's not on the back end where you'd get your bitters from.
Yeah, so, not bitter at all.
Right.
That's it. Yeah, it's really good. This brewery had four or five other beers, so we'll be testing those out too.
Okay. I have a feeling if this is going to be like their, what is it, red ale, right?
Yeah.
They're probably going to be very hoppy.
Yeah, they had one that was just a straight up IPA.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready.
Maybe if they had a blonde ale, it probably wouldn't be.
Yeah. I can't remember what they have. We'll have to look them up to see what kind they have. But yeah, we'll definitely try some more of those. So you guys be ready for that. Happy belated birthday, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir.
It wasn't too bad. You are officially eligible for AARP?
Getting there.
Not quite yet?
Okay. Not quite yet, but I'm moving that way very quickly. I looked today on how much I'm going to get per month in Social Security.
Yeah.
So I was checking that out.
That's a fun number to see. By the time either of us get there, it won't even be a group anymore. It won't be a thing.
So, I don't know. Because people have been saying that since, the 70s.
Right, but in order for Social Security to pay out, there has to be a United States of America, and that's where I that's where I'm doubting. You see,
yeah, we always come back, huh? We always come back.
Sure, yeah. The Romans said that for a while too, pal.
Nah.
Anywho,
and they did.
This isn't a political podcast. If it were,
Rome's still there,
huh?
Rome's still there.
You know, the empire is doing great.
No, it's,
you know, the empire is doing fantastic.
All roads lead to it.
Yeah. Some of those roads are not in great shape anymore.
Well, they're cobblestones. So.
This is the birthday episode.
It is.
You see, your birthday, as you know, was on the 31st of October.
Yeah.
My birthday.
Yep.
Do you know what day my birthday's on?
November 9th.
Well, look at you, buddy. You're a good friend.
I try.
Not everybody knows that, you know?
And see,
some people pretend to know.
And I'm like, just saying.
Around like, when it is.
Mine's on a holiday.
Yeah.
So I get almost a little offended if I have like a really, like a good friend. I'm not talking about, you know, somebody I'm just acquaintance with, but sure. I have a really good friend. And like they've been to, like, we throw those Halloween parties, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I get almost a little offended if they don't remember that.
Yeah, your birthday is easy to remember.
Yeah, because it's on a holiday. Now, I'm not saying like they, you know, anyways. But no, yeah, it's a little harder to just remember like a day.
Yeah.
So.
But an actual, it's already a holiday and like, oh, it's also Jeff's birthday. Yeah. You should remember that.
Yeah, but I'm letting you know, usually in like March, for some reason for you, I always think your birthday's like somewhere in the summer. I don't know why. Every year I do it. I'm like, no, it's in November.
Yeah, it's in November.
Yes. Yeah. Every year, for some reason in the summertime, I thought I missed it.
That's funny. I'm gonna play that up this year. I'm gonna come in and pretend
it's like June or July. I always think that your birthday, like I just missed it. I don't know why I always think that.
I'm gonna let you think that.
Yeah.
See what I can get out
of it. I think it's July because I have so many birthdays that I have to try to remember.
Yeah. I'm one of them now and I expect a
present. What day?
We can stick with the 9th.
Okay,
that way I can remember too, you know? So we decided in between our birthdays, we should do a birthday episode where we talk about all things birthdays.
Yeah.
Which is, as an adult man, nobody gives a shit.
We don't.
If I can be honest.
We don't even really give. I don't care about my birthday, like being my birthday. I like the Halloween aspect of it.
Yeah.
And we have the Halloween party and we usually have a cake for me.
Do you think
usually I make it?
Do you think you don't care because it's always been on a holiday, and as you've gotten older, like people paid less and less attention to it? Like, do you really not care, have you just trained yourself not to care?
So, I don't think even as a kid, like my birthday was a big deal, and that's not against anybody, even to me. Like my birthday, I don't know, because I think it was because it was on a holiday already. Yeah. So there's only so much room for excitement. And Halloween is, I think, because everybody's involved in that. So having a birthday on a holiday, and like you get to be excited with people about something, and it's not your birthday.
Yeah, I don't remember my birthday ever being a big thing, like having parties and stuff. It was always like, oh, we're going to go to your grandma's house or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, I never
had a party on Halloween.
Are coming over. Yeah, there was never a birthday party until like fifth grade-ish.
Right.
I moved in with my grandparents and we had a birthday party.
Yeah.
And that was fun. I invited people over. The first time I had like friends come over. Because as I said last episode, my dad's profession did not
you couldn't have kids over?
Yeah, people didn't come over. it didn't lend well to visitors. And
Okay, since you're a dad now and you've had to go to these kids' parties, could you imagine like a parent like going to that house when you were growing up and bringing their kid for a birthday party?
They wouldn't have. It's hard enough because like as a single dad, I'll meet his friends and like they're usually their moms at stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, but so-and-so can come over, and they're just like the way they look at me, and I'm like, it's not for me. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to, they don't always have to go to your house. I'm just trying to be nice, you know? But as a single guy, like it's just, and I get it to some extent, but like, you know, I don't know. I feel like maybe I get, like a stereotype, you know, maybe it's the beard. Maybe it's just that I'm a man. I don't know. I don't know what it is. We're getting a little off topic here, but you get the idea.
Right. Yeah.
So no, if I had a birthday party for him at my house, nobody would come. Which is why I have to have it out places, which is I mean, no one has birthday parties at their house anymore anyway.
I know, which is crazy because not that long ago they did, even with Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We had birthday parties for at the house for Jackson.
See, I remember my nephew, who is like 14 or 15 now. Yeah. I remember all his birthday parties were events. Like they were big things.
They moved to that during Jackson's time at having birthdays.
And I even remember being like, this is insane.
Yeah.
What they're doing. Like this is, none of this is for him anyway. Yeah. It's for the other parents. But now that I have
a kid. Oh, you have to one-up each other.
Right. Now that I have a kid, I'm like, yeah, fuck you. Let me see what I can do. You know what I mean?
it's nuts.
I feel like I've always done a pretty good job for Dawson so far. And it's hard because like you've got to plan it out, right? But you can't go too far because what he wants at his party is going to change. You know what I mean?
The day of the party.
He's like, oh, I want this kind of party. And like, okay, I'm getting all the stuff for this. And he's like, I don't want that anymore. I want this. I'm like, well, you're still getting Fortnite, buddy. I'll tell you. That's what you said 2 months ago when I bought all this shit. That's what you're getting.
But I want Transformers. You've never seen Transformers. I saw a picture.
So yeah, I do my best. And that 2 years ago, I took him to Chuck E. Cheese for his birthday. And that was something as a kid. I remember seeing those commercials about the birthday parties at Chuck E. Cheese. And
the commercials looked awesome, right?
Wanting so bad to be a part of that. Yeah. And like, and it was like, my dad was like, no, it wasn't even a question. Like, right. It was just, I knew it was going to be a no. So being able to do that for him was a pretty cool moment as a parent, whether he gives a shit or not, I don't know, but I sure did. It was cool for me to be able to do that for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, kids parties are insane now.
Yeah. We've gone to Main Event up in Oklahoma City. We did that. That was with Jackson when he was older. And he got to pick three friends to come. We always do groups of two. We learned that early on. Never have an odd number.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
We learned that. So just passing on some wisdom to you there. Always have groups of two. So we did like the main event. We did, there was something else we did too. I think they may have done Top Golf or something.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
But we always try to just do something like that. Early on, like I said, we had them at the house. And then I think we had one at the bowling alley. Actually, I know we had one at the bowling alley.
Nice.
That was like, I think probably the first one out. Then we had actually one of his fifth birthday party. It was at the fire station, which they don't even do that anymore.
Was at the fire station?
Yeah. We had like at the fire station in like, you know, their kitchen. We used their kitchen and all that stuff. No all kidding. The firemen were around. It was awesome. They had a great time and they got to go on the engine, you know, all that fun stuff. And we went to do it with Jaden and they don't do it anymore.
I wonder who ruined that.
I don't know. It wasn't Jackson. Like actually it could have been. Funny story on that one. So I wasn't feeling well that morning and I got up and I had a tie. We had a pinata and they had a basketball goal there. So I had to get up on a ladder and I tied it to the basketball goal. So they have pinata and I'm getting off there and I feel like I'm having fever. So convenient care, urgent care thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was across the street. So I went over there. I had strep throat.
Oh no.
So I had to call.
So you gave the whole house strep throat and that's why they don't do it anymore.
No, they, I didn't go back. So poor Nicole has to finish out this party. She did have a lot of people. She did have a lot of people there. We have some really good pictures of that one. There's a young man that, lost his life later on. And that was, you know, the last time we got to all hang out with him and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And, so we have those pictures, but yeah, and his mom was there. And so she had help.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, Nicole's mom was there too, so
yeah,
I wasn't really missed.
Yeah, no one cared about you.
Exactly. That's what I was just about to say. I was not needed once I got that hung up.
So later on, we're going to draft the perfect birthday party from middle school. Now you said that birthdays were never a big deal. Are you gonna you'd have some stuff locked and loaded, like what you think middle school Jeff would have loved at a birthday party?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Chicks.
I guess it depends on what grade in middle school.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there is a big difference between sixth and eighth grade. Is that how your middle school was too? Sixth through eighth.
We didn't have middle school. We had junior high.
That's the same thing. Yeah.
Well, it's not though, because junior high, like for us, was seventh, eighth, ninth.
Okay.
So middle school normally is 6th, 7th, 8th.
Yeah.
Because 9th grade goes into high school.
Yeah, we had 6th, 7th, and 8th. There's a big difference between those three grades. So it depends on which part of middle school.
I mean, kind of like 7th to 10th grade.
Yeah. might be a mix of things that we draft here. We're going to do a little different this time, and we'll talk more about it later, but we're going to have actual quote unquote positions that we draft on the birthday party, like specific things. So look forward to that. Before we get there though, and we'll talk about this topic during that, but our weekly favorite since it's birthdays is cake.
Yeah.
What is your favorite cake? Like, man, if you're talking like just the, you know, picture like a, the most amazing cake someone can make for you. What are we
probably
talking
strawberry
about?
No, I'm just kidding. I just like a white cake with chocolate frosting, but I don't want like ganache.
White cake
like
or yellow cake?
Yellow cake. I'm sorry. You are correct. Yellow cake.
Okay.
Chocolate icing. And it's one, and truthfully, you actually bring up a really good point, because if you usually get a, like a birthday cake, it's usually white cake.
It is. Yeah.
I the like a yellow. Yeah. I like a yellow cake.
Yeah.
And the, also if you get certain ones that, you know, they use, fondant, is that right?
Yeah. Fondant.
Yeah. Fondant. Yeah. I hate that stuff.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's I understand the worst. That, like if you're
decorating a cake,
which is why I don't give a shit.
Right.
Like, and I know kids do. It's like, you know, yeah, cool. I don't give a shit what a cake looks like. I want it to taste good.
Right. 1000%.
That's most food. Like I don't care about the presentation to an extent. Like I don't want it to be slopped out of a shoe, but you know what I mean? Like I don't want to eat beef stew out of someone's loafer.
Shoe, man.
But I definitely don't care about garnish and shit like that.
Right.
If it tastes good, like that's all I care about.
I don't want the garnish, because then I have to make the decision. Do I eat that? Do I not eat that?
So yellow cake, like a yellow butter cake with chocolate frosting.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good
one. And one candle.
And just one candle.
I don't want to deal with 47 candles.
I've had the best cake, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I had it one time. It was someone else's birthday party. It was a strawberry cake.
Oh, wow.
I know that's why you said it.
You just thought I was going to steal that.
No, I was still going to say it. I don't give a shit what you pick. You could have picked cheese for all I care.
I thought about it, actually. Cheesecake.
Cheesecake is good.
Yeah.
But then we'd have to have the argument of, is it actually cake or is it pie? You know what I mean?
That's cake in the name.
Yeah. Well, shepherd's pie has pie in the name, and it sure is shining a pie, is it?
You could put it in a pie tin.
I don't give a shit what you put it in. It's not a pie.
What makes it a pie? It's round.
You think the shape is what makes it a pie?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about pies in another fucking episode.
Put it in like a bread crust, and
that's not what a shepherd pie is.
You can though. That's what I'm saying.
That's not what a shepherd's pie is. You can do anything you want with whatever you want.
Right.
Anyway, this cake was amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't know who made it, so I'll never have it again. But it's the greatest cake I've ever had in my life.
You don't remember where you had it?
No, I know where I had it.
Oh,
okay. I'm just not going to reach out to that person and ask them where they made this cake.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll never have the best. You know how that feels, Jeff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll never have the best cake ever again.
Right. Maybe.
It's a goddamn shame.
We'll talk after.
Yeah, I may have you send a message. I do feel that we talked about this a little bit ago, that I do feel that birthdays are not as important for grown men, especially for kids. Like, obviously, kids is what's important.
Right.
But, like, even adult women, the expectations for birthdays usually are higher than what they,
you know,
normally care about.
I think there is that age that stops. Nicole could give a shit less.
Sure. And everybody's different.
Yeah.
But I still know plenty of women.
Right.
In their 30s, 40s, whatever, they're still like,
and I think
trying to make it a whole big deal.
Probably Nicole really stopped like caring probably, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago, somewhere around there. Actually, no, it's probably longer than that. And even like gifts and stuff like that. Like I used to go all out, like used to upgrade her earrings, or I mean, she's up to a carrot now. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But that's kind of stuff. I mean, and now I asked her, I was like, do you want me to get you flowers this year? Because she doesn't usually like flowers. And she goes, no. And I was like, what about fake ones? Like, I feel bad. And she goes, no, I already bought my gift. And she bought herself some fake jewelry and stuff like that just to wear around.
Sure.
Because she was going back to the office at work and stuff like that. So she's like, no, I bought myself stuff.
And that's fine for someone like yourself who's like fine with that, right?
Right.
Now, me, one of my most important love languages is gift giving. So someone to be like, oh, I don't care. I'm like, well, you're going to have to care about something. Because like, if not, I'm gonna go insane. So it's that's a problem for me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't know that.
Not at all.
You didn't know that about me.
You got me some D&D dice.
They I did, awesome. Man. Really nerdy, cool shit.
Heck yeah. D&D. I know that's not what we're talking about right now, but we may talk about some of that next week.
Yeah, we're going to have a cool announcement, and I'll put some details on our social media about an opportunity if you guys want to maybe join and play or at least watch. We're going to – or listen. We'll figure out a way to share
it. We'll figure out a way to share.
But yeah, I got them some cool – do you want to tell our listeners what they are?
Well, you can.
They're yours. I got them for you. I'd like you to tell them what they
are. They're D&D dice.
Yeah.
It's the Lord of the Rings. I can't pronounce that. So
it's the ring.
It's the ring. But red with the ring inside of it. They're pretty badass.
Yeah. I since we're gonna start this, I wanted to get you some dice.
I rolled it 100 times. I got 25 ones though. 25% of the time I got one.
Really?
So it makes me a little nervous.
I didn't do it on purpose. That does sound like some funny shit I would do though. Right? Like, get you some cool dice and like you only roll numbers.
So, well, it's funny.
Oh, I wish I would have thought of that because I would have done
it. The first two times I rolled it were ones. So this is what brought all this up. So I
roll it again right now.
Okay.
See? I think you're
19.
Lying. I think you're lying. There. But yeah, the ring is inside of it, and they're red and white for Nebraska colors. So I combined a lot of the cool nerdy shit that you like.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
I was proud of it, man. I had them special made for my special guy.
That's a special. No, this is badass. I loved them.
And maybe I am just talking from a place where I didn't feel valued any day, especially my birthday, for a while. So that could be a part of it.
So, and I think that's the same reason I did that for Nicole for years.
Maybe I'm projecting,
So I didn't get a lot of gifts. I mean, we didn't have money for gifts and stuff like that, which was fine. And really, it didn't bother me. I mean, there are certain times I'd be like, oh, I'd really like that. But I know we can't afford it, so I didn't even ask. So maybe that was some on me. But at the same time, they couldn't have afforded it. I know that. I think, growing up that way and like, I do like giving gifts. I'm just bad at gifts. Always have been. It's a creativity picking side. Gifts? Yeah. I'm really bad at it. I got you a keychain, that's not your birthday gift, but I mean,
oh, I thought it was, I was happy with that. It was a ghost face scream keychain. Yeah.
But I mean, I was thinking about you and I was like, oh, that'd be awesome. Hey, that's weird though. I mean, like, I don't know.
Remember what we used to do?
Coffee mugs?
Yes. Every time we went somewhere, we'd get each other a coffee mug. That was fun.
Yeah. I have so many coffee mugs.
But then you run out of room for coffee mugs.
Like, I have coffee mugs.
But I like that. That was a cool thing that we did.
And I've actually thought about, so no shit, I was actually thinking about taking one of my shelves up here and just making it coffee mugs because I'm out of room in the kitchen for a lot of them. Because I have some other ones too that like aren't coffee mugs. They're like goblets and stuff like that. I have some Star Wars, coffee mugs.
I almost got you a like a beer stein, like an old look.
That's pure cool.
Transparency. That was the first thing I thought of, so that we could drink our beer
and
that.
I have them, so I mean that would be really cool.
I do too. So I thought about that, but I was like, no. I was like, we already have
my brother lived in Germany,
because
he was overseas, and he'd pick them up at like Walmart.
Yeah,
they just have them everywhere. Yeah. So I mean, they're legitimate German steins that for drinking beer.
Yeah,
and like he got at Walmart, and that's he just funny. Thought it was so cool, so he got me one or two.
I remember when I was growing up, like real young. I can't think of a single like actual birthday gift that I got like growing up, but when I moved in with my grandparents. Even then, birthdays were like, okay, we'll have a party, have somebody come over, we'll do something.
Right.
But like, still the you weren't going to get a big gift. Right. It's just the way it was. You know what I mean?
We always got one gift growing up.
Yeah.
It was usually something small. And the only one I really remember is I got a, I'm just kidding. You'll know what it is. But it was a blister pack of A-Team. The A-Team.
Okay. Yeah.
It didn't have the van, but it had, you know,
what's the point?
But it had all the characters and all that stuff in it. It was pretty cool. But they're like G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
Except for the legs didn't like bend in the middle. They were straight leg. So more like Star Wars, I guess.
Who was your favorite of the A-Team?
Mr. T.
Of course, right?
Yeah.
B.A. Baracus?
Yeah, Baracus.
See, you thought I wouldn't know anything about it.
That's just because you're that guy that remembers anything that's ever been on a screen.
That's not true. I wish that were true. Only if it's useless.
That's do what?
Good. Only if it's useless. That's the only way I remember. If it's going to help me later, nothing. So the birthday song, the classic "Happy Birthday to You." What's it like? Okay, was that copyright for a while? Yes. Is that why like restaurants have their own
until what? 5-10 years ago? Something
oh no,
like
shit!
That.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, that's why restaurants couldn't use it.
Wow.
They can now.
So like every time someone played that on a movie or TV show or whatever, those people got...
Yep.
Wow. God, wouldn't you like to be a piece of that pie, huh?
Absolutely. That's...
Or cake, if you will.
Yeah.
Because I'll see myself, though. I know where the door is.
The cheesecake pie?
Yeah,
the cheesecake pie. But yeah, no. So that's where you have all these... They went after restaurants, especially the chains. Is what started because they used to always come out and just sing happy birthday.
Yeah.
And then they went after the chains. They went after the Chili's and the.
That's crazy, man. Like, it's happy birthday.
Right. Exactly. I mean, but at the same time, they own the rights to that song if they're going to use that song. And that's basically what they said was like, look, we'll let you use it. You just have to pay us, you know, we'll do, you know, a yearly fee. Like, you can use it anytime. And the restaurants, of course, were like, fuck you.
Yeah,
you know, we'll just come up with our own thing, and they did, and that's fine.
And that's fun, right?
Yeah.
So there are some people out there that they're mortified when that happens in a restaurant.
Nicole.
I could see that.
Yeah.
And there's some people that just have fun with it, right?
Yeah.
Like just, it's meant to be embarrassing and fun. Right. Like just enjoy your life for a minute, you know what I mean?
I really want to take Nicole to Dick's.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
I think it would be so funny.
You know, even
and Jackson.
Better than that, there's a diner in Chicago.
Okay,
where I've never been there, but when we go to Chicago, we'll have to check this place out. They are fucking mean to you, and I mean like mean from the moment you walk in. They'll call you names and shit.
Yeah,
I think that would be hilarious to take someone that did not know what was happening. I think Nicole would lose her mind.
I think Jackson would cry.
He might.
We have to take
it. Let's do it. I owe him one. You saw him.
Yeah.
I warned him. He didn't listen. I owe him one.
So. Sorry. My ADHD keeps going way off the rails. Sorry. I
think it'd be funny.
Yeah.
We got to add that to our trip.
Yeah.
Anyway, Paul McCartney came along and wrote a birthday song.
Yeah.
Which one do you think is cheaper to get the rights to?
Well, now, happy birthday.
When it was,
When it was? Probably still happy birthday. Just a regular birthday song.
I think so.
Because, it's Paul McCartney, you know.
It's also a strange song, right? Like, say it's your birthday.
I really
it's
don't
my
remember.
My birthday
it.
Too now. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I remember it, but I don't, you know, I don't remember word for word or anything like that.
Are there any other birthday songs you remember?
I mean, outside of the ones like you go to the Mexican restaurants here in town and, you know, they're all clapping and all that. I don't know if there's actually a song to it. It's just the clapping.
Yeah.
And then they put pie in your face.
They always put stuff in your face. Yeah.
No, not pie. They usually just the whipped cream.
Whipped cream. Yeah. Is it Texas Roadhouse that makes you ride that bowl thing?
No.
I'm sure it is. Pretty sure it is.
Why'd you ask me if you...
Well, because I'm looking for a yes and here, but
no,
apparently someone's never taken improv.
There was PBR had their
no, it's not like a mechanical bowl. It's basically a bar stool that has like a horse saddle on it.
Oh, maybe so then. I thought you meant like a mechanical bowl.
No.
I was like, there's not, I've never seen one in one of those restaurants, but okay.
No, it's not that. You're wrong.
I don't think I was wrong.
Yeah, it's just a saddle on like a
Gotcha.
You sit on. You could have just said, yeah, I think so, and we would have moved on. Just one time, Jeff. I like you to.
I've just never seen a mechanical bull there, so I wasn't going to give you that.
Did I say mechanical bull?
You said sit on a. I think you may have, actually. I did not say
mechanical bull. You can run the tape back if you'd like. Did not say mechanical bull.
Well, what did you say? Sit on a bull?
Yeah, probably. I said a bull or a horse. I can't remember.
Okay. They don't have those there either.
Do you? It's a saddle. It's close enough. Do you like gifts or money better? Do you like someone to take the time? Like, should I have given you what those dice are worth?
No.
Or
no.
Do you like the dice?
So I think it depends on who it's from.
Sure.
Because you got me something, number one, I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm going to use.
Sure.
So I would much rather that than if somebody got me something that like I already had or and lesser of. That happens sometimes to where people know I'm into computers.
Yeah.
And they'll buy me a mouse or a keyboard.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Gross.
And...
whoever's done that, bad move.
Well, and I mean, the thought.
Now, there are a few people
right.
that, like, one in particular that I can think of right now, probably listening. If they were to purchase you that,
right,
they would know what they were doing.
Exactly.
It'd be good. If I were to purchase that, like, I wouldn't just go get you, like, a $10 one from Target.
Right.
God, now I'm mad. Who did that? Tell me off air.
I will. So, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like... it was thoughtful, but I would have rather just had the cash for that because I'm never going to use this. Actually, I had to use, or Jackson had to use it one time. And then I think he gave it away, or if it's sitting on the floor, yeah. Who knows?
So
maybe lost forever.
I've never been like unappreciative of a gift.
Right.
I've always, like even as a kid, my grandma every year for Christmas would get me a package of socks. And they were long socks, which I've never worn in my life.
Yeah.
Never worn in my life. But every year, like it would be the greatest gift I've ever gotten. You know what I mean? I don't ever want someone to feel bad for taking the time to do something for me.
I got jeans for Christmas from great grandma.
I've been given several gifts over the last, like maybe 10, 15, well, 10 years probably.
Yeah.
That I just don't give a shit about though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like what that tells me is those people don't know me at all.
Right.
They went and got something that they're like, oh, I think this is fun, or I have no idea what to do, so I'm just going to, you know.
They may have gotten it as a gift themselves.
I've set a limit, and this meets that limit.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, like, I appreciate the gesture, but if that's the case, if you don't know what to get,
yeah,
just give me a gift card or money or something. Like,
yep.
I would, because, like, I have all this, like, I'm never going to use this. Like, I feel bad. Like, do I give it away?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, you basically, for my birthday, you've given me a burden.
Because you can't see it in the trash.
Right. It's, just for anyone listening, if you don't know the person well enough to go get them a thoughtful gift, I would rather you not spend any money and give something like thoughtful.
Yeah.
Like draw a picture if that's what you think you know what I mean?
Or, you know,
I don't care about the value.
Have somebody
of it.
In, you know, somewhere plant a tree for me.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
But don't give something because you feel like you have to. Yeah. I'm like,
don't give me a Jelly of the Month Club membership.
Honestly, I wouldn't be mad at Jelly of the Month.
As I was saying that, I was like, that wouldn't be horrible.
Yeah.
Anything
of the month, really. If you think about it, because like, what if that one month it's something cool? You know what I mean?
Unless it's like tampon of the month.
Even then. dude, I like anticipation. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's good stuff. No, I'm with you on that though. The gift giving like that, I go back and forth. But most people like in my life, like you know, in-laws and stuff, they just give me money.
Yeah, and I would rather, honestly, I'd rather spend time with someone.
Yeah,
you know absolutely. What I mean. Like if you're like, hey, I want to give you something, I don't know what to get you.
Not too much.
Let's go. Let me take you to dinner. Let's go to a movie. Let's, you know, something like that. Like I'm fine with something like that. You don't have to spend money.
Right.
I know I said things like actually do cost money, but like, you know, you get what I'm saying. You
I
get
do.
The idea of what I'm saying.
Something everybody enjoys.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like you're giving a gift to them. It seems like you have a problem.
Yeah, no, I do.
Like for your gift, you want other people to have a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. So I feel weird if it's all right. That. If, yeah. if so I think much
that's
so,
it. So I'm the same way, which is why we have our October birthday. So it's me, great grandma, my mother-in-law, shit, somebody else too. Gigi. No.
Yeah.
Maybe. No.
I don't know.
They don't listen anyways.
No one that.
Yeah, they're not listening. Yeah, I may have left somebody out now. Anyways, but like it's a group thing. So it's more on, you know, great grandma. I mean, she's 95 years old. We're helping her open stuff. So like it's not about me. I get my stuff. I sat at the end of the table. I got my stuff. I didn't even open it until the very end. And nobody noticed. I said thank you to everybody. And that was it.
Now, see, yours, I feel like, comes from a place because you don't want attention from the people.
Right.
Mine comes from a place I don't think I deserve gifts. A lot of people don't have gifts. So it's a different thing, right?
Yeah.
Prime example of this. For her birthday, my ex-wife, this is the first year we were dating. For her birthday, I got her she's a Cowboys fan, gross. I got her a Dallas Cowboys jersey and tickets to go see the Cowboys,
so
Redskins at the time. Okay.
Yeah.
On the Thanksgiving game, right? Which is like a classic tradition thing. So I got her that for her birthday and I've been sitting on it for a while. And she comes to visit me one time and I like to bake a lot. So she bought me just for fun, like for no reason, bought me a KitchenAid stand mixer, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't handle it. So I gave her birthday gift that day. I that's it's a problem I have for sure.
It seems like a problem. I'm gonna buy you stuff all the time.
I'm just like, oh my god, I need to do something for you as well because like I don't deserve.
Gifts. I'm gonna break you of this by just absolutely every time I see you, I'm gonna have like 10 things. Oh, I can't wait.
I could not find. I can't think of a better way to have a bad feeling. So go ahead, buy me all the stuff you
want. Right. It's just going to be like little stuff, but I'm just going to inundate you with it.
But see, I'm the kind of person like just randomly get other people stuff, right? Because I think they deserve it. When they do it to me, I'm like, you're fucking wrong.
Right. I used to be that way. Like I would get people like little stuff and then certain people started doing that with me. And then I realized how much junk I had. So I stopped doing it because I was like, I would get this stuff and I'm looking around my office and just like, I have so much little stuff that people have gotten me for no reason other than just getting
because?
It. Yeah.
Yeah. What a bunch of assholes.
I know.
Terrible people.
But yeah, and mainly my parents, when they got older and they could afford stuff, I think they felt bad.
That makes sense.
So they would just get me random stuff.
Now there are, I don't do it so much with you because I do, I'm aware of your
right
situation.
Yeah.
But I do have friends that I'm pretty regularly purchasing things for. And not expensive. Like they're all very inexpensive, just little, this remind me of you things. You know what I mean? And I do that a lot. So sorry if your shelves are full and you're tired of it. I'll stop. I'll just stop. You know what? I'll just stop talking to everybody. That's probably what everybody wants anyway. You see the downward spiral that happens? Are we ready to start drafting this thing?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Here are the rules for everybody, okay? We have five positions. We have the cake, the food or menu, right? We have the location. We have an activity or an event.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a flex, which is like a wild. It could be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Okay. If I pick it or you pick it, the other person, like it's out of the pool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sorry to say a pick. It could be, you could have a pool party. And that this is from middle school, right? This is not as an adult Jeff, an adult Josh. This is middle school. What would the, like, if your mom's like, we'll do whatever you want for your birthday this year, what would you do?
Okay.
You got some stuff?
I think so.
I think it's
going to go. I'm going to middle school me. I mean, I'm going back in time.
Same here.
So it's not like middle school me now.
I don't know what that means. I mean
school. Like time frame.
Wise. No, yeah, yeah. This is
back
in whatever year.
Don't.
I didn't say it. Yo, I didn't I saw say that it. Phase. I didn't say it. Oh,
man. You were just like right there. You're like, back in the day when dinosaurs roamed.
I wasn't going to say that at all.
In the 50s.
Listen, if you're saying things like that, that's something that maybe you need to work through.
No, I listen to my sons too much.
Yeah, mine will be back in the early 2000s.
Okay, since I shut up. Golly.
What?
Man.
What?
The early 2000s.
Yeah.
There's no way.
There's a big way.
We're not 10 years apart.
We're 9 years apart.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, that hurt. I graduated high school in 2006.
Yeah, I was 97.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, motherfucker, go on.
No, I'll let you go first. You feel like I feel like you need it.
No, no, no. You go first. It's fine.
Okay, I'm gonna. Man, it's tough too because my birthday's in November, right?
Right.
So as much as I would love to have, like, a pool party,
right?
It's tough to pick that. I guess I could pick like an indoor pool, right? I mean,
indoor water slide.
Yeah, like a Great Wolf Lodge situation. Like
did they have those then,
though? Indoor water parks. Sure, yeah. Again, early 2000s. We're not talking about...
Fuck, yeah, right.
Yeah, they definitely had them, bud.
We barely had water slides. They were just a hose with on a slide.
So that's my... just a metal slide with a guard nose.
Right.
Yeah, so my location or venue is indoor water park.
Okay.
And you don't have to pick that right now. You can pick whatever of these positions you want.
So I'm going to pick the food menu. And I want to go, the old classic of pizza.
God damn it. I knew I should have picked that first.
Because, every kid likes pizza.
Yeah, because even if you're not, it's not your favorite thing, everyone's going to be happy with
that. Yeah.
God, now I don't know what I'm going to pick. I should have picked that first. I for sure thought you were
going to pick. I sure as hell wasn't going to pick indoor water park.
Really? Man. Nah. That's a real bummer.
Yeah, it sucks.
Man, okay. Okay, I'm going to pick the next thing I could think of that is a classic all kids are going to like.
But you don't have to do that one yet.
I know, but now I'm already done. I know, but now I'm thinking about it. I kind of want to get it off. I don't think anything else I pick.
Okay.
Well, let me hold on.
I'm trying to help you out here.
No, I know what you're thinking, and I am going to do that. But I had it was going to go one of two ways, and both ways were going to be fine. But I am going to pick it just to try to sneak ahead a little bit here. And I'm going to pick cake.
Okay.
As chocolate cake.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone loves chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
All right. So my next one is going to be. Cake also.
Okay.
I think. No, I'm changing mine. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to do activity.
Gotcha.
And it's a pinata. Okay. I freaking loved pinatas. I still do with, or not anymore. Well, actually, no. Jaden had one a lot. Yeah, we had it out in the, because we had it at the Stafford Park.
I went to my cousin's birthday party. I was 7 or 8 years old. Okay. I was going to blast this. I mean, I was excited.
Yeah.
I whiffed on this pinata. I don't think I swung on a pinata since. So fuck pinatas. You can have. I remember that feeling of just
now. Were you blindfolded or could you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I remember that feeling of just and other kids miss too, but you know how I am. I internalize things. So that I remember that feeling of just.
So the first pinata I got, I think it was Jackson's probably fifth birthday, fourth, fifth, something like that. No, cause it was before the fire department.
Okay.
So, cause I learned. So I was holding it with a broomstick.
Okay.
You know how bad of an idea that is?
It's a terrible idea.
And they had to be four or five, somewhere in that range.
How many times? You got swinging. Hit hard, huh?
No, I actually dodged every one of them, but I hit a kid with the broomstick.
On purpose?
No. Well, So he was swinging. He swung really heavy. So I jumped backwards. Well, when you're holding something straight out and you jump backwards, it goes down.
Sure. Yeah.
Whack right on his head. He's blindfolded. He had no idea what just happened. Just
tortured a child. That's funny.
I love pinatas, though.
I like the idea.
Yeah.
But like, I could just, like, even like, okay, let's say we do a pinata yeah. next weekend for some reason.
I will. You want
to
do it?
If I go to swing in this pinata and I miss it, I would, I'm just going to
quietly. I'll put little bottles of liquor in it. just put it like a, oops, I hit that. Okay. I'll just put like a big pillow thing underneath it so they don't break.
I'm gonna go on the flex spot.
Okay.
Wild card. Oh man. I've been going back and forth on two things.
I don't like, know what to put in this spot.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come back to it then. I'll let you stew on it for a while.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with food then, since pizza's taken, and I'm gonna go with hot dogs.
That's good.
That's like especially at a pool party, right? Yeah. Hot dogs at a pool party makes sense. Not in November, but here we are.
I mean, you could have been walking tacos or.
I don't. I'm just. I didn't have
I know
that.
You don't.
That's I didn't I have it. That until
yeah.
way later in my life. Yeah. That wasn't something that we did when yeah, I was a kid.
I didn't know about it until I moved yeah. here to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Now they do walking, you know, for your chili pies and all this stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Also, let's take a side tangent. We call this is
okay.
Josh's angry corner here.
Okay.
When you make chili for people,
okay,
and then instead of eating chili like God intended, they just smother it in Frito corn chips and cheese and sour. Like,
why can't you do both?
If you want that. Like, that's not what you do when someone makes, like, a big pot of chili, like a good homemade pot of chili, right?
Depends on what
like,
it was made for.
That's like Hormel fucking, if you need to zhuzh it up like this.
Why? I mean, it doesn't matter.
It matters to me, okay?
But if somebody makes chili, uh-huh. Nicole makes chili a lot just for Frito chili pies and stuff. That's what we make it for. We make, like, during the winter, we'll make, like, I mean, a lot of batches of chili.
So do I.
Yeah. But a lot of it is for Frito chili pie, stuff like that.
It's crazy.
And it's basically the same thing.
Why anyone would want that over just like regular, like bowl of chili, I don't understand.
Well, because, I mean, like the boys like the cheese. I like cheese in it too.
I put some cheese in it. Right. I can do some stuff to a bowl of chili.
I know.
But when you put a base of it, it's nachos at that point. It's a fucking bowl of nachos with the worst chip known to man.
Oh, I like these free chili pies.
Okay.
Especially really, the chili cheese flavored ones. Have that little, so good. Put that with some sour
very
cream.
Very disappointed. And some, you know, in the Kansas City area.
Yeah.
Regionally, there are things that go with chili. Right.
Sure. Chili and hot dogs.
Well, no, I mean, the chili dogs are a thing, but I mean, I'm talking like nachos. when you have like a bowl of chili, there's a accoutrement.
Oh, right? Cornbread or.
Yeah. Cornbread. Yeah. That's what I am used to. Right.
It's here too.
From growing up. But back and like around the Kansas City and Kansas area.
And Nebraska.
It is. I think that we have Nebraska. It's a cinnamon roll.
Right.
Right.
Well, I will never do it.
Okay. Like, and some people like, oh, it's on the side. Some people like mix it together.
Some people pour on top.
And I've eaten it and it's not disgusting, but it's not good.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I still don't understand it.
I don't either. When I was a young kid in Indiana.
Yeah.
Peanut butter sandwich, like peanut butter on bread, like no jelly, obviously just peanut butter on bread with chili. Also doesn't make any sense, but at least I've grown up on that. So I'm used to that. Right.
Wait,
but the goat
like that. Have you done this lately?
I mean, as an adult,
like as an adult,
yeah, I've done it once or twice. Like, I just, yeah, it's never like it's not something like, oh my god, this is amazing. That's not what I'm saying, but that's what they do there. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Also, like when my grandpa makes chili, it's very soupy,
so
like tomato juice. Yeah.
There's different types.
He's put noodles in it before. That's a big thing. Yeah. Growing up, like people like either macaroni or whatever.
That's goulash almost.
And then they'll just take like a whole sleeve of saltine crackers, and crunch it up and dump it in there.
Yes. So maybe as a little kid, I did that.
So maybe that's why I have this Frito Chile Pie thing. Just eat good chili.
Yeah.
The chili I make is good. Just eat a bowl of chili.
No, I mean,
now I will have a thing of cornbread with it.
And I think there's different chilies for different things. I don't agree disagree. With you. But at the same time, if we're going to like just cook it so we can, and we do a big pot of it and we eat it with chili, you know, with just chili. And then I usually have cheese with it. I'll throw some sour cream in it just because I like that with it, make creamier. So I'll usually do those two things. The boys will have Frito chili pies. And we'll do, you know, that kind of stuff with it. And then we'll put it in the fridge. When I take it out the next day, I may make Frito chili pie with it. Because it's like...
Maybe my hatred is because I don't like Fritos.
And maybe that is it.
It's the worst fucking chip that's ever existed. I would rather take just regular tortilla chips and do it that way. That makes more sense than Fritos.
Here's the thing. I think this is why Fritos became so popular is because of the size of them. And they're very salty. So it takes that heat with the salt. And I think that probably is why, if I'm guessing. But once they get in
there, scoff at a cinnamon roll and chili, but you drown it in Fritos.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no difference.
Did you say there's no difference?
Obviously, there's a difference in the thing, but there's no difference in the idea behind it. It's still ruining perfectly good chili, right?
Maybe it's the like chili's ruining a perfectly good Frito.
It's like people that no matter what steak they get, they drown it in A1. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
There's a time and a place for steak sauce, and a good steak ain't it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I pride myself on the chili that I make.
Maybe. I mean.
And maybe it's too high.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe my chili's not as good as I think it is, and that's fine.
Maybe it's good enough for Fritos. You have fucking fantastic chili.
I do know.
Don't second guess yourself, sir.
I do know that you and your son like Frito chili pies. So last time I made chili, you ended up not coming over, which is fine. I just had a whole pot of chili, nothing to do with it. But I did.
What happened?
I bought Fritos. They're still unopened. Do you want to know why? Because I'm not going to eat Fritos. I take that back. You know, the only time I've ever eaten Fritos,
I don't know,
like regularly, is with that shitty can of bean dip. That's the only time I like Fritos.
They are good with bean dip.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only time.
I like me some bean dip too.
Anyway, we got off.
Yeah, topic we got here. Way off topic.
I believe it's your pick.
My pick. So I did activity. I did food. I'm gonna do. I'll do location.
Okay.
And this is something I did do it, but it was so much fun, and it was at the bowling alley. Here's why: you can bowl, you can play pool, you can play. I almost said wiffle ball, not wiffle ball. Air hockey.
Okay.
There's video games there. There's all kinds of different things to do at the bowling alley.
So are you setting up the pinata in the bowling alley?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Every bowling alley. That was about to be a lie. My main home bowling alleys, I've always known the owners, and I could get away with just about anything.
Okay.
So yeah, absolutely, I would. But yeah, I've always, you know, when I had a birthday party, I was 15, and my mom set it up, and I was huge into bowling. This is when I was going to the national bowling tournaments, youth bowling tournaments. I was, you know, doing a lot with, and like going up to Norman and doing these 40 game marathons, and just crazy stuff. I got to know like the owner of the one in Norman. I lived in Altus. Most people aren't going to understand that reference at all. It's really far away. It's like 2.5 hours, 3 hours, you know, and I got to know the owner of the one in Norman because she did so much stuff with youth. So as a 15-year-old, I was huge into bowling.
Okay.
So I forgot about this. The bowling alley, the guy who owned it bought me a bowling ball for my birthday. And on the return, he went to the back and put it on the return. And it came back. That's how I got my bowling ball.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. I was like, what's this? It's purple hammer.
That, That's also the nerdiest story I've ever heard in my life.
I'm fine with that.
And I don't mean it derogatory.
We're about to start talking D&D.
Yeah, I don't mean it derogatory. When I say that, I don't mean it derogatory, but that is, there was a time in my life where it would have been.
Right.
You know what I mean? There was a time in my life where I would have made fun of you for sure.
And the funniest thing is, like, I talk to my son about this a lot because he worries about what people think about him.
Yeah.
So I didn't really.
Yeah, and that's awesome. So I did, which is why I made fun of you.
I was friends with everyone.
Yeah. I was trying so hard.
Like, played baseball and basketball.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
I bowled, but I also worked with computers, which we're talking, you know,
yeah,
at a time when.
Right.
So the, you know, in high school, they have the thing, you know, what you're going to be doing in the future. And it's always funny stuff.
Yeah. Well, sometimes go ahead.
Well, I mean funny, you know, stuff.
But, yeah. Go ahead.
So mine was that, that I hacked into a bank. The problem was it was a sperm bank.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Mine, I told them to take my name off because it's not a surprise. I'm a big guy. Right. I've always been overweight.
Right.
But everyone
not had, right like that. That was
everyone had these things, these funny things that were voted in. Mm-hmm. And I was most likely to become a sumo wrestler. Not even professional wrestler, not even anything creative about being a fat person. Just most likely.
That's shitty.
And I was like, nah, just take my name out.
Yeah.
So like in my yearbook, I'm not listed in any of the.
So the yearbook was different. Mine was most likely to something about comedian type thing. Make people, I don't know.
Yeah, I was also, I've also been hilarious my whole life.
Right.
I didn't say anything about that.
Yeah.
Just the fat stuff. So I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to get out of here. So I was bullied a lot before I moved in with my grandparents.
Yeah.
The lifestyle that we lived, the way that we lived, economic class, all of that. I just got the shit kicked out of me a lot.
Right.
So when I moved in there, I made this conscious decision. Like I overcorrected for a little bit where I started making fun of people pretty hardcore. Like I became an asshole.
Well, yeah.
For a little bit.
That's a defensive mechanism.
Because it was like
going to like a new school.
Right. I was like, I'm going to do this before they do it to me.
Yeah.
And I have since apologized to several kids that I was in my class.
Yeah.
I really have. Like as a grown person, I was like,
I mean, you haven't stopped.
I'm really sorry that I said
he bullies
things.
Me now, but that's.
Yeah, but I do it to you to be funny or like out of. You know what I mean?
I'm teasing.
No, because like I do still make jokes at people's expense, but it's meant to be.
Thing.
Yes, it's meant to be a friendly thing.
But I don't think
it wasn't.
Yeah.
Like I was trying to.
I think I'm pretty good. I would never make fun of your weight. I would never make fun of, you know.
But I'm fine with you making fun of my weight. But if you're going to do
that's
it,
a personal
be
thing.
Creative about it.
Yeah,
right?
It's a personal thing.
Like don't just be like, oh, you're going to be a sumo wrestler. Like that's not even
but
funny.
And, you know, you go into like jokes and stuff like, and we're way off topic, but that's fine. Cause this is actually pretty important for me. I'm not going to be creative with a fat guy joke or something like that, because I'm not going to be thinking about it enough to be creative about it.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm just not going to go there because, you know, I don't think, you know, personal appearances or, things like that. And I'll make fun of your hairline or something like that every now and again, but mainly that's because you make fun of it first, come back at me, that type of stuff. And we do it to my son too, cause he's balding too.
So, and there's a big part of, when I was doing open mics and stuff, most of it was about my weight.
Right.
And, it was like, oh, if I do this before anyone sees it, like, you know what I mean? But that wasn't super creative either. Like, I'm not saying that the jokes didn't have like humor
it's
to them.
It's the defense mechanism.
But it's the easy, like it's low hanging fruit. Like I'm better than that. And I have better jokes than that now. So it's easy to do. But like if you are going to make fun of someone's weight, like do it like creatively.
Yeah.
Don't be, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And not out of like malice.
Right.
But anyway, so that.
So on your birthday.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of people. that's my flex. But
there was a time, like, this is a story. Where the hell we were. Yeah. There was a time where I did make fun of people quite a bit. And then I got to like, I realized the error of that also.
Yeah.
I remember the moment that I realized there's this kid. All I know, his first name was Joe. Couldn't tell you his last name. Don't remember. But almost every day he wore pajama pants that had like flames on them.
Fucking A.
And
I'd be calling them Hot Wheels.
I would, other people made fun of him quite a bit. And one day he was walking into the gym. Like, we'd all have to go sit in the gym before the bell rang to go to first hour. We were all sitting there, and he comes in, and I take my jacket off, and I just start fanning his pants, right? And I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, drop and roll, and in front of everyone. And everyone laughed at him.
I probably would have laughed. And I mean, I'm not going to lie.
And I went and sat down because I was like proud of him. Like, oh, this is funny. You know what I mean? And I saw the look on his face. Yeah, and that's the first time I could put that to it. Like,
he doesn't have anything to wear.
Right. That's exactly what it was.
Yep.
And he moved away. I don't know that it was because of that incident, but
I think 100%
of it. No. But he moved away. I never saw him again. He was there for maybe two more days.
So I think it goes, you know, anything goes into context. So like, if you said something about me and my weight right now, I would think it's funny. Reason being, number one, I haven't always been this weight. And the context is there. If you know that I'm working on it and stuff like that. And like, it doesn't bother me and truthfully, most things in my life don't bother me anyways, just cause I am who I am and so be it. It's just how I've lived most of my life. There's probably about a good 10 years there where I was not like that. Yeah. But I also understand, like you were saying, like he wore those every day.
Right.
I probably would have keyed into that.
I didn't at the time.
Right.
And it's not because like I was just looking for a way to
take it off of you. Make people
laugh. Right. Yeah. And by that time, there was nothing on me anyway. I was still always in that defense mode.
Right. That's what I mean though. It's like in your brain, right. you're making sure people focus on anything else but you.
And from that moment on, I genuinely remember being like, no, I've got like, this isn't cool, man. This isn't who I want to be. And I made a conscious effort to, when people were picking on somebody else, to like intervene and things like that. Not that that made up for it. I'm not trying to well, look at me. I did great things. Like, that's not what I'm trying to say. Like, yeah. I really did try to like be the person that I would have wished someone would have done to me when I was younger.
And you know, you're talking about like, I may have been made fun of growing up.
I would assume.
I probably
I can't help it.
Like legitimately though. And you're like, I probably was, I just didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Like I was so oblivious to, I didn't care. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, that's not necessarily a good thing either. I mean, you should be aware.
That, but as a young person, that's better than being so focused on what people think. I remember being in my head, I thought that there's no way that these like the quote unquote cool kids would actually like want to talk to me, things like that, want to be friends with me. So like whenever they were around, I tried so hard in certain areas. Like if I would have just been who I am,
we probably
could have been friends, you know? And now I do want to go back and preface something here. I do not think that there are lines when it comes to comedy about someone's weight, about someone's, like I've seen.
When you're talking comedy, like stand-up comedy.
Even just two people talking, but it has to come from the right place.
It can't be to hurt them.
It is because it's funny in light of what's happening.
Yes.
Right? So there are plenty of funny things you could say about someone's weight that are legitimately funny.
Yeah.
But like, as long as you're not trying to belittle them with that, that's because some people are like, oh, I can't be funny anymore. Like when they say mean shit about people, like, no, you can, but you're just not being funny.
Yeah.
You're being
disrespectful.
You're pushing envelopes. You're trying to push buttons and people, you know what I mean? And you're getting a reaction, but it's not the same reaction. That's not what comedy is. That's not what funny is. Anyway, we are way off track. I believe
so.
Go ahead.
So really, you want to do it at a comedy club is where you want to do your birthday. That's the venue.
I would love if I got the right group of people.
Yeah,
that would put the amount of effort they're supposed to put into it. I would fucking love to do a roast for my birthday. Roast me, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I would love to do that. But I fear that most people, it would just be low-hanging fat jokes.
Ah, not me.
I know. I think that you would do well. I can think of maybe two or three other people that would like come.
Now we can talk about waffles. We can talk
come
about.
Like, come really ready with some like really well-crafted jokes.
Can't even scoop, you know, hard ice cream. I can come up with all kinds of stuff.
I wasn't one scooping ice cream.
You wouldn't know.
In fact, do you remember not too long ago, you got ice cream out of your freezer and you couldn't eat it.
Cause yeah, I know. Cause we had that same discussion.
Not so, really.
I was like, damn it.
But I want to do a roast just because you know how the person being roasted at the end
gets to roast.
Yeah. That's why I want to do it.
Yeah.
Cause I'll burn you motherfuckers down.
I'm here for it.
I love that. I am too. I think it's hilarious. Again, done in the right context. Right. Yeah. Anyway. So let's just recap because we've gone way 45 off. You so far have picked bowling alley for location, pizza for food, pinata for activity. You still need cake and a flex spot, like a wild card. I have picked chocolate cake, indoor water park, hot dogs. I still need activity and flex. I think it's my pick.
Okay.
For the activity. Tell me if this is two separate things or if it's, and I will, and I'll pick one or the other, but a water balloon / gunfight. Are those two separate things? Cause in my head, it's like the squirt guns with you're throwing water balloons as well. That's how we always did it. But like, I understand that they're two separate things to some people.
So squirt guns and water balloons in November. Yes. Sounds good.
We're indoors.
I know. Yeah. But if you're in an indoor water park, they're not going to let you throw balloons.
They will here. If you're fucking bowling alley, would you put pinatas? I know the person that owns it. So like, here we go. You know what I mean?
No, they just because the filters and stuff.
I'm not saying it's a perfect system, Jeff. I'm just saying that's what I would pick for my perfect birthday at 14, 13 years old.
Okay. That's fair. I like it. They can put you in this one little corner and you just
It'd be fun when people are, you know, because you've seen those, right? They're these big structures that just slides everywhere, just fucking chucking water balloons off that to people. I think it'd be a lot of fun. I'm not cleaning it up. It's not my problem. You know what I mean? True. I paid to rent it out. Go ahead.
All right. Cake.
Okay.
I'm going to do yellow cake and chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. With one birthday candle. Actually, no. If it's my part, I want the... Like, let's say I'm 14. I want the 14.
Yeah, on the one for you don't want 14 candles.
Man, every year though, that like if I had a birthday cake, that's what it would be. The number had all of candles. The candles. Yeah, I hated that. I just wanted the numbers.
I realized
that's why my kids always got numbers.
I realized at Dawson's birthday last year, his birthday party, that lighting candles for a cake is a bad move when you're sharing that cake.
Yeah, because they're spitting all over it.
Yeah, the thought didn't cross my mind until he was doing it. And I think I'm watching all these people watch it and like, no one's going to eat this fucking cake now. You know what I mean?
I had two pieces.
At a kid's birthday, cupcakes are probably the way to go.
Yeah.
Lesson learned. You know what I mean? Lesson learned. So yellow cake, chocolate frosting.
A lot less if you're just doing the one candle. A lot less spit on it with just one candle.
That's also true, yeah.
Just saying.
But still, I'm going to go with cupcakes next time. Just individual. He can still blow that on his one cupcake.
Yeah.
Okay, so yellow cake, chocolate icing. So my flex spot.
Okay.
In true me fashion.
Sure.
Candy bar. Not a candy bar like Snickers, but a... Like how people have ice cream bars.
Yeah.
A buffet of candies.
Yeah.
Right? Unlimited candies. I would go straight to those little banana runt candies.
Yeah.
And I heard myself, you like those. Yeah. Make myself sick on that.
Yeah.
I'll do that now.
Chocolate fountain.
I'll be 38 years old on Sunday. No. I like chocolate okay. I know I picked chocolate cake, but that was for everybody else.
Right.
Right? I like chocolate cake, but it's not my favorite. Obviously, we talked about what my favorite is. But you're people like, oh my God, I love all these different chocolate candy. I don't give a shit. I want hard candy.
Banana with the chocolate. Oh,
so I want hard candy. My favorite candy, like of all time, is just rock candy. It's just sugar. That's all I want. The rest of it's just an obstacle. I want flavored sugar.
All right, my flex.
What you got?
So I thought long and hard about it, you know, the whole last 35 minutes.
Sure.
And I don't know why I didn't think about this one because it works perfect. Costumes.
Costumes. Yeah, that's good. That's good for a Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah. But they would have to be bowling approved because you'd still have to be able to bowl.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Maybe you don't want a bowl. It doesn't matter.
That's good, though. I like that. Yeah. That's good. That's a good wild card.
I mean, truthfully, I think kids should do costumes just any time of year. I think that should just be a thing for birthdays. Like, we should turn it into, if a kid has a birthday, it's costumes.
Dawson has a whole...
Oh, yeah. Jackson and Jaden both did.
He likes... In fact, before I came over here, he was combining a bunch of costumes.
Yep.
From, you know, yeah, that we've had laying around. He's fighting around imaginary friend.
I mean, Spider-Man, Batman, yeah, all, you know, Power Rangers, Wildcrats.
He looks awesome in his Green Ranger costume.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was stoked about it.
I saw him on the camera.
Good. Yeah. he looked good. He had a good time.
Good.
He had a really good time.
I wasn't stalking them. It sounds like
it's not like a camera. He doesn't see the camera at my house. I sent my son. They were not here. You guys were gone.
Yeah, we were gone to a football game.
And I came and parked because I can't park to your house because we're going to trick or treat in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I sent him up to your doorbell I told him, and when we rehearsed it multiple times, the idea was he was going to ring the doorbell, wait a minute. When you didn't answer, he was going to take his mask off and say, "I'm going to get the eggs." Like, he was going to egg your house for not being here on Halloween. But he was so nervous going up to there. I think he did it all in one shot.
And he did. Away. He hit the doorbell and talked. And you can't hear him talk because the doorbell sound is over the top of it.
That's funny. Yeah.
You can hear him talking, but you can't hear what he's saying.
Yeah. He was so nervous walking up to your door.
That's so funny.
Because it was like,
he's been here.
Not even that. It was because we were doing a scheme. You know what I mean?
Oh, I gotcha.
Like, he was just like, "Oh my God, I don't know what to do." You know what I mean? He was just so amped up about it.
That's so funny.
Like, you're not going to get in trouble. Like,
the funniest part of that, though, is like, I was so upset I wasn't here for Halloween. Cause I mean, that I love, you know, giving out candy. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
And, so I was so mad I wasn't here, and I saw the ring doorbell and I got so sad because I was like, "Oh, there's kids there." I had turned out all the lights. And if I would have known you were going to park here, I would have left the other ones on, by the way.
No, that was fine. I mean,
because I had Nicole come back in to turn those off because I didn't want anybody thinking we were here.
It was fine. It was good because like the whole neighborhood gets taken up with parking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And since you guys weren't here having your party, it was wide open. So I parked over here.
Perfect.
It was easy. So yeah, those are our perfect middle school birthday parties.
Yep.
Let us know what you guys think.
What's your, give us your five.
Yeah. Things. I would love to know other people's or who you think would have a better birthday. Of the two birthdays that we had, I got to say, and this isn't me just picking cause it's mine. If you asked 100 middle schoolers, how many of them are going to say bowling alley? You know what I mean?
With costumes and arcade pool.
I know, but that's not what you're saying. You're just saying in a bowling alley.
Right.
I'm saying in indoor water park. In November, I bet more people come to the indoor water park.
Maybe. You may be right.
They're going to be mad when they got hot dogs to eat, but.
Yeah. I get the pizza. You got pizza,
right. I mean, that's a big
seller. And they get to wear their costumes.
Yeah, you're right. We'll see.
They have a pinata.
Let us know what you think. And don't text me what you think. Go on Instagram and tell us what you think.
Yes.
We need the traffic. By the way, we have not talked about this entire episode. We have not talked about our promo codes for these fine products.
Yes.
That we have as a sponsor for our show. Liqueur.com. Gummies that will help you not have hangovers. And they do work, I've been told. By them. So
by them. Okay. So I will pick a weekend. It won't be this coming. It'll probably be sometime in December, late December, maybe.
Okay.
Or maybe early December. And I will pick a weekend and just get sloshed.
Let's do it. Let's pick a night. Yes. Let's just get fucking hammered.
Yeah.
But we're doing it for work. So your wife can be mad.
Right.
This is work.
I mean, it's for science.
Right. So, and we'll follow directions to a T, and absolutely. We'll see how I feel. Because I don't know about you, but I'm at an age where like
five.
If I drink,
I don't know if I could get through five.
That'd be tough. First of all, I would be very drunk at this point in my life.
We'll have like I can't do like my old one used to be like, you know, Boulevard or you know something like that. I can't drink those.
We're gonna stick to beer. That'd be probably best for this experiment, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do.
I could do five beers.
I can't do wheat though.
In my head, I was like, oh, I'm gonna do like bourbon, which I usually drink if I'm drinking. You know what
right.
I mean? But that's if I were to drink five bourbons right now, it'd knock me on my ass and I'd lose 2 days.
If I drink five beer, I mean,
we're old and we are not cool. That's what it is. There are other people that are.
I drink for taste now. That's why I drink.
Yeah. We have I have a beer a week pretty much.
Yes.
Maybe one on Saturday or Sunday if I'm watching football. But even then,
the funniest thing is you can go in my fridge right now and you can see all the different weeks because I mean, I'll drink one every now and again. But it's usually like if Nebraska's playing a game or something like that, I'll grab one. But like that was it Anthem? What was the bottled?
Avalanche.
Avalanche, that's what it was. Avalanche, great beer.
Yeah.
Josh the other day was like, hey, can I get one of those? Like, yeah, because none of them have been taken. I did have one of the Evils today, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was outside cooking, so... If I go outside and I cook.
You want a beer? Same way. Yeah. But anyway, we will try that. You guys can try it beforehand. Let us know. It's liqueur.com, promo code wrong at checkout. Also, oldglory.com.
Yeah,
they have a bunch of old concert, band, sports.
Yeah, they have everything.
Random beer company tees. Offer code wrong at checkout to that as well. The more you guys go purchase and use that, the more you guys support us, the better products we'll get partnered with and the longer we can keep doing this podcast. Right now it is still costing us money. Yeah. So we would appreciate the support. You also donate to our beer fund. If you have a beer you want us to drink, you can find all this stuff on our, link tree, which is on our Instagram at, So Wrong Pod. On Instagram. Yeah. Nope. So wrong pod at Gmail. Well, you're wrong pod on Instagram. Yes. I always forget which ones they are.
Well, you're wrong pod.
By now, the four people that listen know where we're at. You know how to find us. Also, share it. We appreciate that. If you guys want to share it to your friends, if you want to pass it along. Like I said, the more support we have, the better we can do. Yeah. We need to get somebody that knows how to do TikTok. That's what we need first.
I can do TikTok.
Okay. Do it.
Like, fuck you, man. Do it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Challenge accepted.
I double dog dare you.
I triple dog dare you.
If you don't already, make sure you follow us, engage with us on Instagram. I'm going to try to do better about posts and stuff. I know I keep saying that and I have all these ideas, but I'll be honest with you. I just forget.
Yeah.
And then it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, well, that's the worst time to do it. So I'll do it tomorrow. And then I forget again.
Actually, on the social media anymore, that doesn't matter. The way feeds work now, it'll pull a feed.
Okay. All right.
If somebody's like interacted with them, the next time they go on, it'll pull. It doesn't matter time anymore.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Like Twitter used to do that. Like, you know, way back in the day, it used to matter. But Instagram, even Facebook now doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, good to know. I'll start posting more, just random stuff. You know, different 2 ideas
thoughts. We have.
Yeah. Just different things that make me mad. Jeff's tasteful nudes. I'll put those out there. They're tasteful.
They make you mad?
Like I said, they're tasteful.
Oh, I'll start sending them.
They're tasteful. No, those don't make me mad.
Oh, I thought you said they make you mad.
No, just other things make me mad you know, comma, or.
Oh, I got you.
They're tasteful nudes.
Yeah.
They're very artsy.
Yeah,
never. I gotta say, you got an eye for it, bud.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Anyway,
I've really gotten into putting the bows on there. That's been the deal.
That's a good touch. It really does help out. It really does help out a lot. It's much appreciated by everybody, I'm sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
So yeah, look forward to that. You know what? We're gonna put that behind a paywall. You guys want to see those? That's a Patreon or something, my friends.
That's not a Patreon. I guarantee you that. It's a different pay.
I'm gonna start an OnlyFans, and I'm gonna send them to you until you pay us.
Reverse. OnlyFans reverse.
we appreciate each and every one of you that listens through the ads for whatever it is they're selling. And I appreciate you're going to go this week and purchase something from one of our sponsors. I know you are.
Yeah.
I know you are.
Yeah, you really want to.
We appreciate
just the t-shirts alone.
They are really cool.
You can find something, I promise.
Yep.
There are so really many cool things on there.
The gummies, I understand. We're going to try them out, let you guys know. And if they work, I mean, why wouldn't you? But the t-shirts, there's hats and other memorabilia. It's cool shit. Go check it out. Oldglory.com, promo code wrong. We appreciate you guys. Thank you, my favorite listener. I love you.
Thank you, Nicole. I love you, even though you don't listen, but she it's out here it. Just in case.
Yeah.
So when I'm long gone and she's like, I really want to listen, you know, I miss his voice. This is what she can hear. Hopefully she didn't hear about me talking about her earlier, but that's beside the point.
I'll make a cut of all the good stuff. Yeah. And I'll put it together with some of those bow news. It
just slipped in every now and again.
I'll just send it to her every now and again. I'll keep your phone number going. Appreciate that. And I'll just
I like how you're I'm going first.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean,
thanks, man.
I know you're older, but the odds are you probably outlive me, let's be honest. Sorry, it got weird. I think Jeff took it seriously. Instead of laughing, I think he got sad for a second. I know. Well, me not in your life. That would be terrible.
That would be horrible, man.
Would you find a new? Would you find a replacement co-host?
Yeah, pretty quick.
Would you?
Yeah.
Do you have somebody in mind?
No, I'll just put an ad, and it'll be quick though.
Son of a bitch.
It wouldn't take that long.
You don't know any of the logins.
I just have to find a co-host.
You don't know any of the logins.
A new co-host that you know. I run the show.
Sure. Yeah, you do great. You do fine.
I do absolutely nothing.
You do great.
Just FYI to everybody, I literally sit down and I press record, and that's about what I do outside of editing after we're done.
Typical producer.
Yeah, I don't do jack shit.
The creative juices, better or worse, come from me.
They do, so, 100%.
It's funny because I'll run stuff by him. And he's just like, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, man. And then we sit down and do it. I was like, man, I don't know what I'm going to say. Yeah, I have no idea. It's like, I told you about this. I'm like, never had.
And in full transparency, we're talking about this. When I fill it out, when I like get it set up to what we're going to do, 100% of the time, it's within an hour of us recording.
Oh, yeah.
It's never been ahead of time.
Nah.
So
it has for certain ones.
There's not a lot of
NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there has been a couple.
Yeah, there's been a couple.
Anyway, enough about how the sausage is made over here. We appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Tune in again next week. I don't have any cool things to say. I was doing horror movies for a while.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what we're going to say about birthdays. Tune in again next week where Jeff sings happy birthday. I don't fucking know. Something about birthdays. Watch him blow out his candles.
Next week when Josh is a year older.
Oh, well, he'll be a year older. See you guys.